You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Missions and Heaven starts off with the Din Didi Mominus Mishroish. If you want to have a Din Torah and Didi Mominus, you have to put together a Dezna of three Dayanim. There was a Havolus Mishroish, a Din Torah regarding Gzela, or Havolus, somebody beat somebody else. Right to the Mishroish, the Gemara is going to come in. He just said Didi Mominus needs a Dezna of Mishroish. That's a repetition. Zela Havolus is just an example. And he gives a lot of other examples, right? The Nezek, Chati Nezek, Tashlumi Kefal, Tashlumi Avrava Hamisha, Bishloshu, so that we see. Why does he keep on repeating the same thing? Well, I'm going to explain what's going on. Before he even begins to discuss this, the whole assumption of the Nesifta, the whole assumption of the Perek is an interesting one. Unlike somebody has a Shaila on a chicken, you have a Shaila in Hilfa Spetus, someone has a Shaila in Hilfa Shabbos, you have a Shaila in neither, whatever. There's no need for a desert. You go with the Chacham who knows the Shulchan Aruch, and he'll talk in the Shaila. So this is already a Chiddush, that if you have a Shukhsuch with another person, I would have thought you just go ask the Shaila of a Chacham and let him talk him. So the Mishnah says, no, based on Sukkim in the Chumash, that you have to have a desert to paskenize the case. It's not sufficient with the Hirua of a Chacham just to stop, like Hirua sees to the head, that you have to have a desert paskenize. What's the difference between a Bezin Paskening and the Hayroa of a Chacham? So then there's a big difference. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Abzayin and Rav. The Gemara has the famous din. If I ask the Shaila of one rabbi and the rabbi Paskin, that it's also Lachumre, Amishal Chacham, Chacham Shaasar. That's the way we usually say it. Chacham Shaasar, Ein Chavei Rashoi Lahatir. That doesn't really say that much in the Gemara. It's a little different. The Gemara says, Amishal Chacham Yosar, the Ein Chavei Rashoi Lahatir. Come out the same thing. So if you ask one rabbi and he passed him the Chumra, so you're not allowed to ask another rabbi and have him pass him the Chumra. Why not? So the Shach in Yeridayim, Simin Reishim and Beis, what Mutez points out, he has a dispute with the Ramo. The Ramo has Rishayim and the Shach has Rishayim. The Shach quotes different opinions. What's the reason for that halacha? Chachu Sha'asa, Ein Chavei Rashoi Lahatir. So one reason given by the Rishayim is that Shavi Anashi Chaticha Yisurim. When I ask a shayla of the first rabbi, so implicit in my asking the shayla is that I accept upon myself to be subservient to his tzad, and to accept upon myself his tzad. So let's say I know that something is really kosher, and I say that it's awesome. So then I say shali anav shechatich of nisur. Or let's say there's insufficient evidence that something is awesome, and I think that it's awesome. I say it's awesome. Even if everybody else is mutter, I say yes, but for the person who says that it's awesome, so that's called Shavi al Nafshei, he declares that upon himself, Chatech of Yisur. So that's what the Shach learns of Shach, and that halach in the Gemara of the Zohar Dab Zayin, that Chachu Sha'asa, in Chavei Rashoi Lahatir, what it means is Shavi al Nafshei, Chatech of Yisur. It's implicit in my asking Shach that if the first rabbi is going to say, Lachum, I'm going to accept that Shach. The Rambam learns otherwise. Shach says that it only applies in this direction. Let's say yes, the first rabbi, he says Lekula. First rabbi says Lekula. The second rabbi thinks that Pesach should be Lekula. So the Ramor says that it applies in both directions. So when the first rabbi passed him the Isser, on the head, the second rabbi is not supposed to say anything. Unless it's absolutely dead wrong. So then the second rabbi should go tell the first rabbi behind the scenes that you better go look it up again, that it's just not something. But let's say it's an old machlokes, different opinions of Shulchan Aruch. And the first rabbi has Yeshua made this much. And the second rabbi holds Baker, so the Shach holds, so the Ramah holds in both directions to say, even Chacham Shehitir, En Chavei Rashoi Lesser, Mishum Kvodah Shul Chacham Mishum, that the reason why the second Chacham is not allowed to pass the Baker, not only because the first one said the Lekumah, and Shavi Anat, even if the first one said the Lekumah, also the second one is not allowed to say the Lekumah, because Mishum Kvodah Shul Chacham Mishum. But nobody says the obvious reason, the first of the reason should have been, would have been, perhaps, yes, the first rabbi and he paskin, whatever he paskin, the chumra or the kula is oitke paskin, and that's it, the case is closed. Don't say that. You only say that by a psak bezin. When you have a din Torah, and the bezin paskin, the case is closed, the bezin paskin is on the case. There's a difference between a chacham giving hayruah tisha leheter and a bezin paskin. A chacham gives hayruah tisha leheter, never paskins on the case. He just paskins an abstract. And even if, let's say, somebody comes with a chicken and he asks the Rav, what's the din on this chicken? The Rav isn't talking about this chicken. And he says, also mutter, he says, if such a chicken should ever come up, the din is that it's also the din is that it's mutter. The din is an abstract, that this such a chicken is also a mutter and a mailer. That's the din in abstract, and a mailer applies to it. But he doesn't really talk on this chicken. Or even, let's say, somebody comes with a marriage, which is mamish, a specific shayla, the chacham isn't really paskening on this case, just paskening in abstract. If such a case should come up, then it becomes this. If and when such a case should come up, this and this would be the good. So he doesn't really paskening on this issue. That's why we know the din is that I can ask a shayla, let's say, if I don't know who the faith is, I can ask my father. If I don't know who the faith is, and ask my father the shayla that's negated to me. So how come if I have a dinter, I can't have my father participate in a dinter? And the hilchus bustle the follow and the hilchus neither, he can't pass. And the answer is that a karev is possible to serve as a dayan if he's a karev to the person at that whom he's going to pass him. But when he passes on hilchus neither, he passes on a chicken, he's not really passing on my case. Even though I'm the one who presented the shayla and hilchus neither, the chicken, he's not paskening on my chickens, I'm paskening on my particular shayla of Hilchazim, just paskening in abstract. By a bezin, the bezin paskens on this particular case, and halacha says once the bezin paskens, the case is closed. And the only way, let's say a bezin paskens, let's say the ksoisim and the sifas look at temporary. So a lot of times they disagree, very often they disagree. So someone had a sifsuk, an asik with another person, they went to the ksoisim bezin, they paskened one way. Then they'll go to the nisidus's bezin. It's not going to help anything in the world. The Gemara has a lashon in the end of in the Yevamos, in the end of Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. The Gemara has an expression: "Beidino gota beidino loy daiki." The literal case that the Gemara is talking about means a different thing. That if there's, let's say, if I come with a document that says, let's say, a woman comes with a document that says that she has chalitza, and the bezin checks into everything, and everything is okay, and the chalitza is properly taken care of. So if she wants to remarry later, so the later bezin is not going to go check after the earlier bezin. Today, unfortunately, you have to a lot of times. You have a Bartadinim who don't know the husband and but in the days of the Gemara, when the Bartadinim were all pretty good, you assume that they were all pretty good, so the later bezin is not going to check into the earlier bezin. That's for the simple reading of the Gemara. Beidina, Basi, Beidina, Leit Daiki, they don't pick a right to see whether they made a mistake or they did it right. You assume they did everything right. But that expression that appears in the Gemara, in the Gemara, in the end of Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, is quoted by the Beis Yosef, in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Yud Beis, in a different context. The Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh, who has the following statement. Let's say you come for a din Torah, and the Bezin recommends that you should go for Pshorah. We're going to have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara has later on Davor, there's a three-way Machlokes HaTanoim regarding Pshorah. When you come for a din Torah, is it permissible for the Bezin to recommend a Pshara? A Pshara means they're going to pass them not according to the strict halacha, the way the halacha says the din should be. They're going to pass them according to what they think Yosha dictates. Sometimes the Yosha dictates not what the halacha, sometimes the Yosha dictates just the opposite of the halacha, sometimes the Yosha dictates part of what the halacha says. So is there such a thing? What do you mean? Yosha dictates Pakir from halacha? So some Tanaim, one group of Tanaim holds that there is no such thing. That's Ibus Adin. There's no such thing. You're not permitted to make a pshara. Also with soya. You're never allowed to make a pshara because it's against Allah. We pass in Atsa that it's mutal with soya to mitzvah. But not only do we pass in mutal, we pass like the third sheet that it's mitzvah with soya. It's preferable, it's recommended. We would always recommend that the Bezer should try to encourage the two Baladins to go for pshara rather than have a pstak of din. They should have a pstak of yoshev, have a pstak of lefnim yeshua sadiq. Pshara doesn't mean, a lot of Balabatim are afraid to agree to pshara because they think that pshara means if he says I owe him $1 million and I say zero, so the pshara is going to be divided in half. Pshara doesn't mean that he's divided in half. If he says I owe him $75 and I say zero, he's going to divide it in half and it's going to be with change. It's going to be $33.50. No, it doesn't mean you divide it in half. Pshara means the pshak of pshak of lefnim yeshua sadiq, whatever yoshev dictates. Sometimes yoshev dictates exactly what the din has to say, exactly with no change, and sometimes Yosha dictates just the opposite from the din. Sometimes Yosha dictates more than the din, what the din has to say plus more. Whatever Yosha dictates, whatever the case happens to be. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that Pshara is also a pshak of the just like you're not allowed to take Sheikhai to task in a din Torah. So you're not allowed to take Sheikhai to task in a Pshara. And just like there's a din of, just like there's a law of, there's an Ibu Sadid in a din Torah, you're not allowed to task in a real din Torah other than what you know the din is. So let's say my heart dictates that Yosha did Mokiven that he should pay him $1,000. And instead of saying that, I say otherwise. That so there's an Isra of Ibu Zadin in a Pshak of Pshara as well. The Shulchan Aruch quotes like that from the Torah. That a Pshara is not some
out of court arbitration. No, it's also upstart. It's upstart of Lufni Mishra Sajid. So that they say, I suppose the children of Rosh and Simon Yudei, that's where you have all the dinim of Pshara. If the Gemara has Pshara on the bottom of Rav and Aleph going over Talmud Beis, all these dinim are Kosh and Mishpat Simon Yudei. So that they say, I suppose the children of Rosh there, let's say we agree to Pshara, and the Dez and Paskins, the Pshara. And then when I hear, one of the Baladinim hears what the Pesach is, he says, you can't force Pshara on the person. You can't force the Pshara. The Pshara cannot, the Bezim will only make a Pshara. The Bezim should encourage them to go for Pshara. If one of them refuses, Nisht is Nisht. Either party is entitled to insist that he wants din. If the both Zadim agree, Reuben and Shimon both agree to Pshara, then Bezim will pass Pshara. So what's the Allah in the following case? Bezim encouraged them to go for Pshara, they agree. Then Bezim issues the Pesach, and one of the Baladinim is obviously going to be unhappy with the Pshara. So he says, I back out. I don't want to go for Pshara, I want to go for Din. Because he realized that if he's going to go for Din, he'll win all. And like this, he's only winning part, or he's losing all. Whatever the Pshara is, other than what the Din is. So you can't do that. Once they agree to go for Pshara, so it's binding. Why is it binding? How did it become binding already? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh, who writes that it's a Pesach Bezim. Once Bezim issues a Pesach in the case is closed. Unless you can demonstrate that the Pesach was issued in error. Then also it has to be, the Gemara discusses different kinds of an error. There's a Toya B'dra Mishnah, and there's a Toya B'shikol Adas. The Gemara has a whole sugya. If it's a Toya B'dra Mishnah, if it's an outright error, absolute error, it's against the Nof of the Din and Shulchan Aruch, but that's called Toya B'dra Mishnah, so the stock of the first Bezin is an error, and you throw it out. But it's only a Toya B'shikol Adas, it's not so absolutely an error, then you cannot reverse the stock of the original Bezin, the stock remains. Once the Bezin issues the stock, the case is closed. That's the main difference between a Haru HaSchacham in Issa Deheter and a Pesach of a Bezna and Dini Mamre. It's a Chiddush before you even begin to discuss how many members you require to constitute your Bezna. Bezna 3 or whatever you're going to have over here. The whole thing is full of Chiddush that the Torah requires that the Shitty of Bezna, you should paskin on the case, that the case should be always paskin. Because in Issa Deheter you never require a Pesach on the case. You just have a Chacham issue of Pesach in abstract. What halacha should be if such a case were to come up in the melee, it applies to this case. And in the Dini Mamre, the Torah is machadish that you have to have a pesach in the case, and therefore once the Bezin issues a pesach, the halacha says the case is closed. There's a famous verse, a verse that they say in the name of the Rebbe Rav Yonis and Abishitz, that why is it that if they come to the Rav with a shayla of treifis and a behemoth, let's say that's worth $2,000, and the Rav passes that it's treifis, so the butcher is not going to be angry at the rabbi, even though he made him a hefset of $2,000. If I have a dinner with my next door neighbor over ten lousy dollars, and the rabbi passes against me, I'll be the same of the rabbi for the rest of his life. I'll rate him for the rest of his life because he was mastered me to $10. Why is that so? So the same name of the rabbi at the end of the Navy should say it doesn't hurt him so much that he lost the $2,000. It hurts him that his enemy won the $10. That's what they say. So Rav Soloveitchik said over there, famous verse, I have it in the biographies of the Rav Yonis and Abishitz, and he said, that's a verse, but he said, Abdi Halacha, there's a reason why. He said, when the Rav passes on the traitors, he's not paskining on your behem. He's paskining in abstract. So what can you be angry at him? He didn't paskin on your behem. He said that this is that if such a case, if such a shayla would come up, such an animal would be tricked. Shayla came up by you, so you put two and two together. You have that case, and the Rav said that din is that it's awesome. So the Mela is awesome. Mashayn came, if you have a pesach of a Bezin, the Bezin passes on this case, the Bezin passes on your case, that you are right to pay him $10. So the Rav passes on me, that I'm guilty. So that's what I'm angry at the Rav. He's passing on me, that I'm right to pay that amount of money. That's the basic difference between a stock of a Bezin and a stock of a Chacham. Just to give a marshal, there is a discussion later on Lamed Vav on the day. There's a din we just had in the Parshas HaShavua, I think it was last week's schedule, of Saint Lamed Vav on the day. The Gemara has a din about having, can you have a ger serve as a member of a Bezin? The Gemara says, can you have a mamza serve a member of a Bezin? Can you have a ger? So the Gemara says, b'chadal asui mamza, b'chadal asui ger. That sometimes a ger can't serve as a member of a Bezin, and sometimes not. So Tosis has a discussion there. Libra Masko, Lamed Vav on the base, Tosis Libra Masko, Chodah Latsu Yigeir. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, I'll explain. So there is a pasuk in the Chumash that says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Amarta Asim Alay Melech V'chol Agam Asher Sinvoy. Last week said, they say, Sen Tas Malach, Melech V'kera V'chaf Tas Malach, Melech V'asuf Allah V'selach Ishnafi Asheloy Achichu. You have to appoint a Jew. That's the Prosh Hashem. So the Gemara understands that there's something more than that. It's repetitious. Keeps on saying the same thing. I eat Mishkin Goy, I eat Mishkin Goy. So the Gemara says, it has to be that you're not allowed to point to a position of Sarare, you're not permitted to appoint a year to be the Melech and Kval Yisrael. Then the Gemara comments in the Yevamos on the case of Lashon. Why does it say Soin Tosin? Why does it say a double Lashon Soin Tosin? There's more of his darshans, Moshenis Kulins. So the Gemara says, call the steam as the mashma. Not only are you not allowed to point a get to serve as the melech on the whole Kalal Yisrael, you're not allowed to point them, the Gemara says, as the president of the Vasa Fregas Union. That's the motion that the Gemara gives. A group of laborers have a union, and most of them are Yisraelim, and some of them are Gerim. You're not allowed to point a get that should have a position of Sarara over the Israelis. If you have a club for Gerim, you have a union of Gerim, so he can appoint a gear to be the head of the to have a position of Sarara over the gear. But you're not allowed to appoint a gear to have a position of Sarara over Israel. So that's a Shaila Din. Are you committed to appoint a gear to be a rabbi in a community? Shaila Allah al Maisa. Taisus talks about Rabin Avram Hagir. Taisus in Yeni Kiddush. That is we were learning Kiddush. Taisus comments on the Gemara Koshin Gemini Yisokis Tataka. So Taisus has different interpretations. So they quote one pshat on the Rabin Avram Hagir. So they call him Rabbeinu Avraham Hagir. The Rav Soloveitchik says, sounds like they gave a smicha. Rabbeinu Avraham Hagir. So it sounds like you're permitted to give smicha to a gir. They have the shayla in the yeshiva. Every so often we get a student who's a gir tzedek. So are you allowed to permit such a student to enter into the smicha process? Rav Soloveitchik said it, Mutter. It's even the thesis that there was such a bala thesis who was Rabbeinu Avraham Hagir. But the question is, what is he going to do with this smicha later on? What is he going to do? Is he going to become a rabbi in the yeshiva? Okay. But if he's going to become a rabbi in the community, maybe that's a position of Sarara. Depends who the Baal Batim are. Yeah. Depends what the nature of the story is. But that's officially in Shulchan Aruch, they do talk about such a thing that Rabbona is considered a position of Sarara. So it's a Shaila. Sometimes it may be a... Pardon me? That's a good question. We're going to talk about that. That's a very good question. So the Gemara says, here, sometimes a gear may serve as a member of a desmond, and sometimes not. What's the halacha when yes and when no? So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here on Lamed Vav on the day. So Rashi sheet is like this. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi says like this: to be done a case of dini mominis, that's the klal not tzorah. He owes the money. What? I'm not just paskening as interior. So a gear may serve as a member of a desmond. The Taskin that Reuben owes Shimon money, even though Reuben and Shimon are both Israelis, neither of them is a gift. To be done in the brushes, that's already a position of Sarara. The Taskin of someone is a Kai Nisa, that's already a position of Sarara. So then Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, the gear can only serve as a member of the Sanhedrin Tana to be done in the brushes if the Nidon, the person who we're discussing whether he's Kai Nisa or not, he gear. So gear dan chavera gear, if it's a case of dini nefashos. A gear may not be dan Yisrael and dini nefashos, but to be dan dini mominis, the gear may serve as a member of the bezin, even on behalf of the Yisrael, even if both parties are Yisrael. That's Rashi Shita. Why? Apparently, why does Rashi distinguish between, and Tosi disagrees with Rashi, let's just get the facts straight. Tosi disagrees with Rashi, Tosi says no. A ger should be a member of the Sanhedrin Tana, even Lodun Chaveira HaGer, even if we're discussing whether a ger is Kai Nisa or not. A ger can never serve as a member of the Sanhedrin Tana. Just merely to be appointed as a member of the Sanhedrin Tana, that's already a violation of Sarara. To have such a position, that's already Sarara. What about to be a member of Bezn of Shloisha, Sadini Mominis? So that's not considered Sarara. But to be done in Israel, the Pashtun in Israel, that is considered Sarara. So let's say, if I have my shaylas on my chicken, and on my hilchos Shabbos, and on my bas mitzvah, I ask all of my shaylas at the gear. That's not a violation of Sarara. He knows how to learn it. If he knows how to learn better than the others, adarach, there's the gift. That's not tzorah. But to be done, Didi Mammon is, Tesis holds that is called tzorah. Why? Because to be done, Didi Mammon, the bed and pasture is on the person. Gear can only be done chaveira hagear. There's no reason for the gear to be mistarer on another gear. But the gear to be done in Israel, even the imam in this place, holds that is an Israel soror. And to be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin, that's already an Israel soror. Even if he's going to be done chaveira hagear, the etzim his manus to the Sanhedrin tana is already a violation of soror. That's shita sartesa.
What? Let's get on the point. The government officials.
Right. Any government official, right. So that's like making a member of the Sanhedrin Tana, that's already a violation. Like you can't appoint them to be a chief of police or something like that. Right. An officer. What is Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is that to be done by the Mammon is mutter even that the ger should be done in Yisrael. He owes the money. That's like the same shayla Yisrael the Hefer, like passing to the Hefer. It's not exactly the same, like you pointed out, there's a sheet. The Yisrael the Hefer, he's just passing in abstract. Then the Mammon is, I'm really distracting a thousand of these people. But still, Rashi holds that that's not a violation of Yisrael. I'm just saying what the din. The din is that he owes the money. I'm just saying out loud what it says in the Torah. He owes the money. There's nothing new is happening over here. Indeed, in the Fashas, Rashi holds that's called Sarara. Why? So usually the yeshivas, they say, based on Rabbi Kivega, I wrote here in the Maram HaKramit, there's a billion Ashas in Makis, that pay on an hour. Rabbi Kivega interprets our Gemara, there's a Gemara in Makis that runs as follows. There's a din in Parshas HaShavu, we had last week, the din of Parshas Zomam Lassus Yavim. There's Adim Zainamim. Adim testify that somebody's Chai Nisa, and then another two Adim come and they're Mazim, and it turns out the whole thing is it's not true. Or Adim testified somebody owes $100, and then we're Mazim the Adim. The Torah says, Basis and Loit, Asher Zaman Lassus Yom. We give the Adim Zaman, Nisa, Malchus, Oinish Mammon, whatever they try, Asher Zaman Lassus Yom, whatever Oinish they try to mete out to the Nidon, so that's the punishment that we give them. What happens if the story was like this? The Adim came and they said that Reuben is Chayv Nisa, he was Mechal Shabbos on Parsha Shoifti in New York City. Another pair of Adim come and imagine you were in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos Parsha Shoifti. How do you know? You don't know anything what happened at Parsha Shoifti. So we're imagine the Adim. Then another pair of Adim come and they say, yeah, he was Mechal Shabbos on Parsha Shoifti a week before. He was Mechal Shabbos a week before on Parsha Shoifti. So we're going to, and we make a margin that it's Chayiv Nisa because he was Mechal Shabbos on Parsha Shoifti. But at the time that the first pair of Adim came and they gave their false testimony, they testified falsely that it was Mechal Shabbos in New York on Parsha Shoifti. They weren't even there on Shabbos Parsha Shoifti. They weren't in New York. So at the time that they testified, we didn't have any witnesses who testified yet. It wasn't Adayel and Madina. There wasn't any Kabbalah Vegas and any Chil Shabbos in Parsha Shoifti. There was no Mardin on Parsha Shoifti, nothing. So the Gemara says in such a case, even though Lamaisa, we're going to wrap up the case, we're going to give the Nian Nisa for being Mechal Shabbos a week earlier on Shabbos Parsha Shoifti, the Adam Zanin didn't still get Einish Nisa. Because what they said was Eidashet. But what happened? The Gemara says, what happened if the Adam say that Reuben owes $100 to Shimon because he smashed his window on Sunday? On Sunday, the day after Shabbos Parsha Shoifti, yesterday, he smashed his window. And then, in Brooklyn, and then we say, Imano HaYisem, you were in Florida yesterday. Imano HaYisem, you can't testify. Then another pair of them come and they say, no, he smashed his window, but not Sunday morning, Monday morning, later. But he smashed his window, he owes that amount of money, and the hezek happened before the first Adam testified. At the time the first Adam testified and gave Adam Sheker that we witnessed the fact that he smashed his window Sunday morning. So let's say they testified on Monday afternoon. The first witnesses testified on Monday afternoon. So at the time that they testified, we don't know anything about anything. Then later on we ascertain that he did smash his window. He smashed his window on Monday morning before they came to testify, after the date that they claimed that he smashed the window. They claimed that he smashed his window on Sunday. Turns out it's not true, it's really Monday, but at the time that they testified falsely, he did owe him the money for smashing his window. So the Gemara says there, the Adam Zanin do not get the Einish of Tasha Zanin. So why is there a difference? Why is it with respect to the Einish Nisa? There's a Dinatasha Zamaman Nisa and a Malkis and a Mammon and a Knas, whatever, Rasism Loi, Tasha Zamam Lasis Loch, and whatever Einish they try to mete out to the Nidon, and it turns out that they were Husma, that's the Einish that we give them. So why is it that we distinguish and we say if they try to give an Einish Nisa, and it turns out that he really was Kayak Nisa, but it was a diamond in Madina La Nisa yet, before the first Kathedin came, that was going to give the first Kathedin Kasha Zaman. Even though the Maisa, the Nisa was going to get Nisa anyway, he deserved Nisa. But at the time that they testified, he wasn't Kayak Nisa yet. Hashemi came Mammon, at the time they testified, he was Kayak Mammon. Why is there a discrepancy? So Rashi and Tosis and Marcus give a whole explanation, a complicated explanation, and that came in all. So Rabbi Kibbeger printed on the side of the Gemara in the Gilgin Ashash and Marcus Tafim and Aleph says, simple. He says, really, Divrayim, if not for Rashi and Tosis, he would have given a simple pshat. And that's the same pshat that says, Achoshim's brother. So he's had a brother, who also knew how to write. And he wrote a sefer on Achoshimish, but a little sefer that's called Trumas Akri. So the Trumas Akri has the same pshat. It was sort of contemporary, around the same time as Rabbi Kibbeger. He writes the same pshat that Rabbi Kibbeger writes in the Gilgin Ashash, the same thing that what? That when it comes to a Chi of Mammon, the Chi of Mammon is there, take it to the end. If I smash the window, I owe you the money right away. You don't have to wait till Bezin gives the psak. With the power vested in us, with the authority of the Bezin, we hear by passing you on $100. He owes you the money from before. The Bezin is not machadish anything new. They just say that the Torah says that you owe him the money. So he thinks, you owe him the money from all the world. As opposed to Nisa and Knas, that's a Rabbi Kibbeger and the Trumas Akri read the Gemara. As opposed to the two cases of Nisa and Knas, by Nisa, if the fellow is Chal Shabbos of the fellow is Ovid Avid Zorah, he murdered somebody, so it says in Pasuk, Lo Yumas Aratzeach Adom Dolof Neho Edel Amish, but you can't give an Einish Nisa until the Bezin makes a Gemara Din. So Rabbi Kibbeger learns Pshat in the Gemara in Marcus, that there's no Chiyav Nisa until Bezin makes the Gemara Din. When Bezin passes, Ish Ploni Yata Chai Nisa, up until then, he did the Aveira, but the Aveira doesn't warrant the Einish Misa right away. You have to have Bezin declare that he's Chayv Misa. Rabbi Kibbeger learns it. Rabbi Kibbeger and the Trumas Akri read the Gemara and Marcus that the same is true regarding Knas. The Knas is also like that. There's Mammon and there's Knas. Two different views. The Gemara draws a distinction here in the first Mishnah. Mammon is, let's say, I smashed your window. I have to pay for the Hefsid Mammon. I have to pay the Mali Akisar. Or let's say my behemoth ate my dog, ate your dog biscuits, and my cat drank your milk, that's to pay you for the Lamalaya Sakhisan to pay for the Hefsid. Whenever my payment is not Lamalaya Sahefsid, whenever my payment is not to make good the Hefsid moment that you have, I borrowed $1,000, I have to pay back $1,000 to make good the Hefsid moment that you have. But whenever my payment is not at all to make good the Hefsid moment, let's say a Ganef steals $1,000, so he pays Karen to Kepel. So $1,000 he pays back, that's Karen. Because he stole $1,000, he has to give him back the amount of money. Then he has to pay Kepel, and sometimes dollars a hey, that's Yosin and Mashi Hipsi. So whenever he pays Yosin and Mashi Hipsi, that's Koknat. And the Dinim are different. So Rabbi Kibbeger, together with the Trumas Akri, so this is rather both read the Pshat and the Gemara and Marcus and the payment hours, that that's what the Gemara is saying. That both by and by Knas, the Chi of Nisa doesn't set in by itself. Somebody's Mahal Shabbos, or somebody's Ovid Avodah Zorah, somebody murdered, I don't say that right away he's Chayav Nisa. He did an Aveira. The Bezin has to make a Gemar Din. Ish Pleini Chayav Nisa because he did his Aveira. So at the time that Bezin makes the Gemar Din, they're Mechadish to Chi of Nisa. Rabbi Kibbeger and Shemus HaKri hold the same is truly going in Knas. Until Bezin makes the Gemar Din of Knas, the Chi of Knas doesn't exist. And the Mele, that's how he reads the Gemara. If the first pair of Aiden testify falsely, that we saw the way he broke his window on Sunday and he owed them $100, and then later on, well, imagine they weren't even there on Sunday, they were in Florida. But it turns out that he broke his window on Monday morning. The Aiden came to testify Monday afternoon. The truth of the matter is that the character broke his window Monday morning, and he already owes him the $100 for the breaking of the window before they came to testify. So then the Gemara says there's no punishment of Kasha Zaman, because he really does know the Einish, the Chiyav really exists. Hashem came Chiyav Nisa, let's say, the Eidim is saying he was Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos Kasha Shoshan. Well, imagine them, they weren't even in the whole area. They were on a different continent. But then another pair of Eidim come in and ascertain he was Mechal Shabbos on Kasha Shoshan. Doesn't matter he was Mechal Shabbos a year before. But in that Chayim Nisa yet, Paul's man, the Bezin didn't make a Gemara Din. And the same is true regarding Knas. That's why Rabbi Kevegan and Chumas are Krima. By Knas and by Nisa. By Knas and by Nisa, the Chiyas doesn't exist until Bezin makes the Gemadins. So you cannot give the Einish, you still give the Einish Tasha Zomam to the first pair of Aden, even though the Maisa, we're going to give the Einish Misa to the Nidam, we're going to give the Einish of Knas to the Nidam. But at the time, the first pair of Aden, the Aden Zenim, and gave their Aden Sheker, but by Momin, he already was Chiyas. The Chiyas Momin exists right away. So that's how they say in Yeshiva, that's Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that a Ger may serve as a member of a Bezdin, indeed in Mominis, even Ba'ad Yisroel. When do I distinguish that a Ger can only be done Chaver HaGer, but he may not be done as a Yisroel, that there's an Isra Sarore, that's only indeed in the Foshes. Why is it only indeed in the Foshes? How come Paschim indeed in the Foshes is an act of Sarore? Paschim indeed in Mominis is not an act of Sarore. Also, Balabasting over you, and Paschim that you are guy. The answer is that Rashi holds, Taisus holds that Paschim is not a person. The Mominus is a psak, a Bezin is always a psak on the case. The Taisus sheet is paskening on the case is different from a Hirat Visavetta, which is just an abstract. Whenever you paskin on this case, that's already Sarore. Rashi holds not, so Rashi holds it's only called an act of Sarore. Indeed, in the Pashas, when you're creating a new Chiyuv. In Mominus, you're not creating any Chiyuv. Mominus, you're just being the Vara that the Chiyuv existed already from a long time ago. That's what they say, Pashat Shat and Yeshiva, that's perhaps Shitas Rashi. Just parenthetically, not everybody subscribes to this word of Rabbi Kevegan. Rashi and Taisus did not read the Gemara like that. Rabbi Kevegan didn't understand why Rashi and Taisus didn't say his pshat. Why they didn't say his pshat? So there are two good explanations. Two possible good explanations. One explanation is that there is a sugya in Ksubas, in the fourth parak in Ksubas, where the Shita Mukubet says, assumes, as other pashut, that when somebody's Mahal Shabbos, the Chiyuv is the same thing right away. Against Rebbe Kevegan. Shita Mukubet is supposed to Rishonim to say the Tevish like that. And Rabbi Chana Wasserman points it out in an essay that they have now printed in this little space of Kovit Shulun Chelet Beis, Yishulun of Rabbi Chana. So he points out the Shita Mukubet, which is clearly in contradiction to Rebbe Kevegan's opinion. That's number one. Number two, it may well be, even if Rashi and Taisus agree with Rebbe Kevegan on that score, that the Chiyuv Misa doesn't set in until the Bezin makes the Gemara Din, could be they don't agree with the Shita Mukubetzes, could be they would agree with Rashi and Taisus, but still, the other part of Rebbe Kevegan is not so glass. Rebbe Kevegan assumes that Knas is the same as Din in the Foshes. But just like in the case of Din in the Foshes, somebody with Mahal Shabbos, somebody murdered, so the Chiyuv Misa doesn't set in until Bezin makes the Gemara Din, as Rebbe Kevegan assumes, Shita Mukubetz disagrees. So Rebbe Kevegan teaches Pshat in the Gemara and Makas Afayim and Aleph that the Gemara says that Knas is the same. The Knas is also not so glad. Knas, Rebbe Kevegan assumes the Chiyuv Knas doesn't exist till Bezin makes the Gemara Din. The fellow robbed the bank. He stole $1 million from the bank in an oifen of Gnayav. If he would steal $1 million oifen shal Gzeila, he only pays carry. But if he does the oifen shal Gnayav stealthily, so then not only is the chayv to pay back the keren, $1 million, he has to pay back kefil, $1 million. So the keren is mamon, and the kefil is knas. The extra $1 million is knas. So Rebbe Kevegan assumes the chayv to pay back the keren, that's chalf in the minute that he robbed the bank. He has to pay back $1 million. The added chayv to pay the additional $1 million, the knas, Rebbe Kevegan teaches the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that the Bezin creates that chayv. And Bezin makes the Gemara Din, they create that chayv, yesh meyayin, so to speak. It didn't exist before. That's not so muskum. Not everybody agrees with that. So Rav Chaim, when he learned Sanhedrin in the first year, he pointed out that in his opinion, the Rambam doesn't agree with Rebbe Kevegan. He had the following Rambam. It's just parenthetic, it's not really so crucial, but it's common to Chikava, it's interesting. He had the following Rambam. There is a Mishnah in the first Perek in Bava Kama, where the Mishnah says, a cryptic Mishnah, that instead of giving sentences and paragraphs, this gives you headings. It says, Shulkesh, Shavakesh, Vishnebez, Nalpiyadim, and Echorim, Rabbis, Nechasim, Yehudim. Each one is a phrase, and each phrase means a whole bit. And it's not only is it not a paragraph, there isn't even a full sentence, just a remnant to a bit. It was the Mishnayas were written down at the time, this Mishnah was written down at the time that it was forbidden to write down the Torah Shavakesh. and Rashi talking, literally Rashi talking, they wrote down the headings, the topics. So one phrase that appears in that Mishnah in Baruch Kama is, Nichasim Hamiyuchadim, that a Shor Shehizi is only Chayiv if it belongs to somebody. If it's a Shor Hefker, Shehizi, you don't have to pay. So the Gemara said, Pshita, who's going to pay? What are you going to take from the bank account of the Shor? Who are you going to make pay? The LMI was the Shor was Hizi, and later on, I was, the Shor Hefker was Hizi, and later on, I grabbed the Shor Shel Hefker, I'm Zech, I'm in a Hefker. So that's the Chida said, I don't have to pay. The Gemara says, that's a Dovah Pasha. You don't need a Mishnah to tell me you don't have to pay. If it's a time of the Hezek, it didn't belong to me. It wasn't my responsibility. So the Shor is not Chayit. The Shor is not a person. And I'm not Chayit just because I grabbed the Shor. So of course you put it. What do you mean a Mishnah? The Gemara says, no. The Mishnah needs to say, Yoga, Rahaka Hifke, Fakir. At the time that the Shor did a Hezek, it belonged to me. I was the Bala Shor. I was negligent. My Shor went and it smashed your window. Whatever, it made a hezek, $100 hezek, and I am responsible to pay for the hezek. But before Bezin got to make the Gemara Din, I was a wise guy, I was mafkir the Shor, I don't want to have to pay. So that's what the Mishnah means to say, Nechasim Hamiyuchadim, the Behema has to still belong to an owner. A lot of the Behema has to belong to an owner at the time that the hezek occurred. If it doesn't belong to anybody, b'shas hezek, no one is held responsible, nobody will have to pay. But even if it belongs to me, the angle was mine at the time that the hezek occurred. But I was nogah machah hifkir. I was machah the behemah before Bezin made the Gemara Din. So I don't have to pay. So the Gemara says, isn't that a machlekes of Yudah Nechachonim? The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Bava Kama, from Daf Mem Hei, from the middle of Bava Kama, that there's a machlekes where the shor hefkir shoharagas ha'odam. Shor shoharagas ha'odam is Shor Anistah, it says in the Chumash, that the Shor gets killed. The Shor is Chayv killed. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim where the Shor, Shaharagas HaAdam, Shor Anistah is only if the Shor, or even if it's a Shor Shor Hefker. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shor Hefker, Shaharagas HaAdam is not Chayv. And we pass him against Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him even the Shor Shor Hefker, Shaharagas HaAdam is also Chayv. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon is only by Shor Shaharagas HaAdam. With the punishment of skill of the Shor Nisba, that's a punishment to the Shor. So we pass in a punishment to the Shor, even on the Shor Shor Hefker. But the Shor Shehizi, that's not a punishment to the Shor, that's a din. The Bala Shor is held responsible for the damage. The Bala Shor has to pay. So there, even the Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Shor Hefker Shehizi is Avad the Potter, and even Nogach Vachach Hefker, before the Gemara Din, is also Potter. So the Gemara there in Baba Kanda, where is this in Baba Kanda? Rav Kama Daf Yud Gimel on the day. So the Gemara talks a little bit about the din of Rav Yud. Rav Yud is Shita, that a Shor Hefker, Shaharagas HaAdam is not Chayv Nisa, and not only if it was Hefker, the Shah, Shaharagas HaAdam, what if my Shor was Haragas HaAdam, Nogach, Rahaka Hefker, Amakki the Shor, before Bezma has a chance to make the Gemara Din Lenisa on the Shor. So Rav Yud says in the Bryce of Rav Yud. We don't pass him like the whole thing, we pass even the Shor Hefker Shaharag is also Chayv Nisa. But Rabbi Yehuda Shifa, which is not accepted, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the Shor Hefker Shaharag is Adam is Potter. And even the Shor Shaharag is Adam, the Achachach Hefker according to the Gemara Din, before Bezin had a chance to make the Gemara Din, also the Bezin doesn't give an Einish Misa to the Shor. So the Gemara quotes the Braise, Ashashahei Negiche, the Hamad of the Din, Shavim Kefer. It should belong to the owner, both Bishat Nikichim and the Shor killed the Adam, and Bishat Hamad of the Din. Chek the Gemara Akasha and the Braise. Who Gemara Din Loi Be'inam. Rav Yehuda says, all you need is Hamad of the Din. Hamad of the Din means the beginning of the Din. And the Gemara Din means when the Bezin makes the final concluding declaration that this Shor is Chayv Skila because Harag is Adam. So the Gemara Chek Akasha, why does it say in the Braise? That Rav Yehuda holds not only a Shor Hefker, Shaharagas HaAdam is not Chayv Nisa, even Nogach Rachakach Hifki, even if I owned the Shor when it killed, and I was mafkir the Shor, before the Hamad of the Din, the Shor is off the hook, the Shor is part of the Nisa. Why is it only say, Ashetah Nisa Bahamad of the Din, Shavu Kechad? You should say, Ashetah Nisa Bahamad of the Din, Gemar Din, Shavu Kechad, Rav the Gemar, you're right. Leave, you should amend the text of the Braise, and that's what it should be. They should say, Ashetah Nisa Bahamad of the Din, The Shah has to belong to me, according to Rav Yehuda Sheet, in order that the Shah should get Tefillah, the Shah has to belong to me, not only at the time of Ritzicha, even throughout, through the Amar, but until the final conclusion of the Gemara. Now, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda by Shah Shahar Vesod. We pass in, even a Shah Hefka Shahar Vesod is also Chayat Tefillah. But we do pass like Rav Yehuda by Shah Shehizik. If the Shah was Mazik, that's the Mishnah in Balakam, and the Chas Mam Yechadim. If it's a Shah Hefka Shehizik, as Avada Potter, or even my Shor was easy, and I'm Mafkir the Shor before the Hamad of the Din is also Potter. So that's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nisqin Lomim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Perek Ches in Nisqin Lomim, Allah Adalad. So the Rambam writes, not only a Shor Hefkir Shehizik is Potter, even Nogach Mahakach Hifkir is also Potter. Unless it's the Hezek, the Hamad of the Din, Shav in the Bible. The Shor belonged to me both at the time of the Hezek and at the time of the Hamad of the Din. And the Rambam left out the Gemara Din. So the Meiri in Bava Kamma writes this as a kasha against the Rambam. The Gemara makes such a fuss about it within Rav Yehuda Sheet. Rav Yehuda says the Shor Hefke Shahara gets Potter from Skila. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda, but we follow Rav Yehuda's opinion by Shor Shehizik. Not by Shor Shahara gets Potter, but by Shor Shehizik. So Rav Yehuda says in the Brisa, "Shet Hanisa v'Hamad b'Din." So the Gemara says, "Against the Kasha, I Gemara Din loy b'Inon, I but you need Gemara Din." Also, the Gemara says, "Yes, there's a mistake in the Brisa. You have to correct and amend the Girsa. What it should read is that Shet Hanisa v'Hamad b'Din, Gemara Din shavim ki'echor. You need that it should belong to the Bible and Mishal Gemara Din as well." Come to Rambam, yet the Gemara made such a big sinus about it. The Gemara amended the reading, the text of the Brisa. The Rambam fails to mention it when the Rambam passes the halacha that a Shor Hefker is Shehizik is potter, or Nogach Vachkach Hifkir is potter by Nizikin. So the Rambam writes, "Shet Hezik v'Hamad b'Din Shav Kecher." He didn't write Gemara Din. So the Meiri writes it as a kasha against the Rambam. Why did the Rambam leave out the Maskanas of the Gemara? Why make such a fuss? And the Rambam leaves it out. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't a kasha. He thought the Gemara only makes it sinus. The Gemara only makes it sinus regarding a Shor Shahar V'Sa'odah. The context of that Gemara in Bava Kamma, you give on basis within Rav Yehuda Sheet. Rav Yehuda holds that a Shor Shahar V'Sa'odah is also Potter from Skila. So, Rabbi Kiveger assumes, this Rabbi Kiveger and Makas, Tafayim and Aleph, and the Gilyan Ashat assumes that the Chi of Nisa doesn't set in by itself against the Sheikh and Kubetis and Ksus. Rabbi Kiveger assumes Shat in the Gemara is that until it doesn't make the Gemara, then there's no Chi of Nisa. So Rachik thought that's what the Gemara was checking. The Brisa in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Rav Yehuda says in the Brisa, "Shete Hemisa v'Hamad b'Din Shavim Gev." Gemara says, "Hamad b'Din." That's not enough. You have to have Gemara Din. The Gemara Din is a new entity. Al Pi Alacha. The Gemara Din is Mecharish Dechiv Nisa. Up until the Gemara Din, there is no Chiv Nisa. So the Gemara says, "You're right. You have to amend the reading. You have to amend the text to the Brisa." Shete, and you have to say, "Shete Hemisa v'Hamad b'Din Gemara Din Shavim Gev." But that's only by the case of a Shor, Shahar, V'Sa'adam, where you're talking about the Shor being Chayt Skila. So they need a Bez and has to make a Gemar Din. Before the Gemar Din, there's no Chiyat Nisa. Not by Adam and not by Shor. But the Rambam, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda by the Shor, Hefker, Shahar. We pass in Chayt Nisa. So the Rambam only passed by Shor Shehizi. Shor Shehizi, whether the Bala Shor is going to pay Shem Beregel, or he's going to pay Keren Tama, it doesn't matter whether he's going to pay Momen or Knas. It doesn't matter. By Maman or by Knas, the Gemara Din is not really a separate entity of the Halacha that's Mechadish Lechiyah. Even by Knas, the Halacha says that Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and you don't pay until it does make the Gemara Din. The word is not that you need the Gemara Din to be Mechadish Lechiyah, because they get learned like that of the Gemara and Makkas. But others disagree, so Rav Zalechik thought the Rambam disagrees. He thought that by Knas, you don't need a Gemara Din to be Mechadish Lechiyah, you just need a Hamad of the Din. You have to have the Hamad of the Din should come to a conclusion. But it's not really a Gemara Din as a separate entity. It's not really a separate unit in the Seder HaDin of the Desert. The Rambam writes, "Shet Hemisa v'Hamad b'Din." Hamad b'Din means through the Gemara Din. It means till the end of the Hamad b'Din. But the last step in the Hamad b'Din, that Bezin says, you have to pay because the Shor was Nogeyach, that's not the Chadash Anuchiyiv. It's not called the Gemara Din as a separate unit in the Seder HaBezin. And they say to Hamishpat, it's the Gemara of the Hamad of the Din. So it's included in the Loshon that the Rambam wrote, that Shetei Misa v'Hamad of the Din, Shalom Gecha. The Gemara only made it sin is when you're giving the Shor Skila. So the Gemara Din is Mechadish Tachiyav Misa. So that's why it's questionable. Rabbi Kiveger Pshat and that Gemara Makis is questionable. Rabbi Kiveger assumes that Dovah Pashas, he doesn't understand why Rashi and Tosfos had such great difficulty understanding that halacha of Kasha Zamam, why sometimes the Eidim Zenonim do get Kasha Zamam, do get the punishment of Kasha Zamam, even though the fellow is guilty, even though the man is really guilty of that crime, and he's going to get the Einish Mitzah, and he's going to get the Einish of Knas, and sometimes they don't get the punishment of Kasha Zamam, he's going to have to pay anyway if it's going to be Mammon. So the Kevekir interprets in the Gemara that by Nisa and Knas, the Chiyah doesn't begin to exist until Bezin makes it Magdal. So this is highly questionable on two accounts. The first account is that the Shita and Kevekir holds not even true regarding Nisa. Shita holds in Sudas that by Nisa, once the person does the Avera, he's already Chayav Nisa. It's just that you need a Bezin to be Mavara that there exists the Chiyah Nisa. One Bezin passes that Shloini with Mahal Shabbos, it's a glory Muslim operator. He's Chayav Skila from 3 weeks ago, Shabbos Parshas Re'eh, from the time that he was Mahal Shabbos. So that's one question, whether not everybody's masculine at Rebbe Kiveger. And the other issue is, it could be even if you're masculine at Rebbe Kiveger regarding the Chiyah Nisa, it could be Legabi Knas, that Knas is not the same. It would appear perhaps that the Rambam distinguishes between Knas and Chiyah's concern. The Gemara points out, as far as Knas, even if I know that I robbed a bank and I owe them $1 million Karen and $1 million Kefel, it's meaningless to pay the Kefel without a Gemadin. It doesn't make sense to pay any Knas until Bezin makes the Gemadin. So that's a Shiloh. What is that all about? So that the Gedeget types his Pshat and the Gemara and Makas of Ham and Aleph, that until Bezin makes the Gemadin by Knas, the Chiyav doesn't exist. Just like by the Chiyav Nisan. There's no Chiyav Nisan until Bezin makes the Gemadin. So by Knas as well, the Bezin is Machadish the Chiyav. And from the Rambam, it's Mashma that it distinguishes between Knas and Nisa, that the Chiyav Nisa doesn't exist until Bezin declares it, and they are Machadish the Chiyav. Hashem King Knas, they're not Machadish. It's just that Bezin is Mavar, that there was a Chiyav there all along, but you can't pay Knas on your own. Knas has to be paid as an Oynish, and Oynish has to be imposed in Bakut. A self-imposed Oynish, I'm going to pay on my own, because Hashem King Oynish. You have to have that Bezin should be involved in Paschim, but the Pesach is just, it's a glory Muslim Atreya, he always owes this money. And getting back again over here, there's a basic distinction, just we started off, there's a basic distinction. A person has a shayla nisa v'hetzer, yes, the chacham, if he knows how to paskin, the psak doesn't, is not chal on your case. He's saying what the din is in abstract, as opposed to a psak of a bezin. If bezin paskins on this case, it's closed. That's why there's a din that Kroyden cannot serve as Dayonin if you have a Bezin paskining on the case, because they're paskining for a car. Whereas Kroyden may paskin in each of that, because they're not paskining at all on this case, they're just saying it abstract. That's why there's Allah of Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaiki. When it comes to each of the Heter, we have side extraneous reasons why Chacham Shasar and Chaver Rashoy Lahatir. Either because Shabi Anab Shechatichet Yisura, or as I could get Tamish and Kodesh or Chacham Rishon, you're not allowed to say not to contradict them, they look. But nobody says that the case is closed. Because the Chacham doesn't pass in, at least if it has to, he doesn't pass in on a case, he just says an abstract. Hashem Kin at Bezin, and Bezin always passes on a case, and the case is closed. And the only time you can throw out the stock of the first Bezin is if you can demonstrate that they were Toya B'dvar Mishnah. But if they weren't Toya B'dvar Mishnah, the stock of the first Bezin remains. And that's exactly what the Rosh uses the expression in the Tshuva, Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaiki. But once the first Bezin issued a psak on the case is closed. That's how he explains why every pshar is binding. Why is the pshar binding? He says, because there's a psak that Bezin on the case. Bezin can't force a pshar unless the both parties agree to it. But once the both parties agreed and Bezin issued a pshar, now they can't say we back out. Tachmach, you can't back out now. There's a psak Bezin on the case. It's not binding because the native Kabbalah Kenyan suited. We'll see the Gemara Davot. The Pshar is not binding because they made a Kabbalah Kenyan to obligate themselves to the Pesach of the Bezin. No. The Russian Pesach is binding because the Bezin passed in on the case and the case is closed. And there's no error. If the Bezin would have been told it by Mishnah, so we'll throw out the Pesach, there's no error over here. The Bezin had a right to issue a Pshar of Pesach because the both Baladinim agreed. They were both masking to a Pesach of a Pshar. So that's the Chiddush before you even begin over here. It's a chiddush that in Didi Mammonis, the Torah says that it's not sufficient just to ask a chacham and knows Allah and he'll issue a psak, like in Yerideya, like in Arachayim, like in Ebenezer. No, here you have to have a bezin, and the bezin should pass in on the case. What constitutes the desert? Yeah, please. That's how Rabbi Kivega seems to learn the pasuk, right? Okay. The way Rabbi Kivega learns pshat in the Gemara is that that pasuk is very gishmak. Yashir and Elohim, that the Bezdin is Mechadish Lechir. And others learn not so. Others learn that just the Bezdin Paskin that is Chai. Doesn't mean that Bezdin created the Chir. Bezdin was a Mechadish, right? Exactly.
How did Shach learn about the
Okay. It may or may not be a good kasha, depending on the Gemara in Sukkot. There's a Gemara in Sukkot that may or may not say that the Idna, that the Chiyuv Mamon and the Chiyuv Nisa don't have to be simultaneous. You need the Maisa HaMachayev Nisa should be simultaneous with the Maisa HaMachayev Mamon. A shayla in the Gemara, that Akira Tzarech Hanoch, how do you read that Gemara? Gemara has two of the shayla in it. So it may or may not be a good kasha. How does the Gemara know this din? That you need a bezin of three. So the Gemara points out, this is from the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's claim that we're not so familiar with. Those who come to Shul early, they rattled off the Bryce and Rabbi Shmuel, the Shlosh HaShmin, the Kabbalah Chaim, the Rishot, and Yiram. You rattle off, you don't have this kind of a drasha. This, a whole drop of drashas here, it really sounds like a Balaturim, like a Chassidish HaDazla, but the Tanaim say that this is a drasha Gemura. That what, if you have a word appears in the Chumtarsha, the word appears several times. So you add up how many times the word appears, and it adds up to a sum total of something, and that teaches you Allah. So here the Gemara says that the word Elohim, Elohim is Kodesh. And sometimes Elohim Acherim is Avodah Zarah. And here the word Ad Elohim Yovid Rashim is Chol, it's not Kodesh, and it means a Dayan who has Smicha. The sugyas are going to be here in the first parak, what smicha is all about, and how you can trust smicha. So the word Elohim, Roshan Chol, Adho Elohim, Yavad Rashneim, Ashi Ashin Elohim, Shalom Shlam Lereyeh, is a Roshan Chol, and it means Dayim who has smicha. So the word Elohim appears three times, so you add up, one, two, three, that teaches you the halacha, that you have to have three Dayonim smuchim to be done, Zeilus v'chavolus, because that parsha that says the word Elohim three times happens to be speaking about a shayma who's going Chinese ganef, and it's similar to Zeilus v'chavolus. A case of Zeilus v'chavolus would be the same. And the Gemara has similar drushes by a sukkah. How do you know how many tfanas you have to have? So the Gemara adds up, how many times does the word basukas, how many times does it mole and chaser? If it's mole, counts like for two. If it's chaser, counts for one. Or how do you know how many times you have to be zerik the dam on the mizbech that says karnas? How many times does the word karen appear in the pasuk? You add it up and it tells you how many zrikas you need by korban chatos lachatchilim that he ever hamtus mak. So a whole daf Gemara that this is for it's an unusual midas. It's for the midas hashar and dreshes. Then you add up how many times the word appears in the parsha, and that the sum total gives you halach. When we learn Shabbos, we started learning the malachas of Shabbos, and we discussed how did Tanaim know that there were 39 of us malachas. So the Gemara had one opinion that if you look from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of the Yeni Kol Yisrael, the word malacha, malachta, maleches appears 39 times. The three different sheets that Tais Yisant affect Akasha appears many more than 39 times. So in order to answer the Kasha, the Tais Yisant, there are various malachas. So they wrote Gans and the Chiburim on this, which are the 39 malacha, malachta, maleches that the Tanaim looked at, that's a drosha Gemara. Not stama balatun and asmata. Like over here, this is a real drasha gemara. So the Gemara says, by gzeilus ha'havolus, no machlokes. A pasuk says, Elohim, 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 three times. I know that you need a bezin of three. The Gemara is going to go into the details, but you count all three, you only count two, but you can't have an even number of bezin. So that's why you know ein bezin shokol, that's why you know you have to add on a third one. That's going to be another discussion. So let's leave it for now. It says the word Elohim three times, so that shows that you need three dayanim smuchim. That's only by Zeilus v'Chavolus. What about by Zoyas v'Halvos? A different kind of a din Torah. A din Torah regarding no violence, nobody beat anybody up, no arm dropper, no bandit, nothing, no bandit at all. Pleasant. I go, it's my halfway. Your money, did I pay? Didn't I pay? What's the case of the Nisa? You don't really have a pasuk in the Chumash that says the Pharisees three times Elohim that you need three Dayanim Smuchim. So the Gemara says on day 7 day, he says, that's a machloikis amaroi. Whether you say, Irif Parshias Kasuk Tat, the three times Elohim that teaches it you need three Dayanim Smuchim, that's written really by Gzeles HaChavolos, doesn't only apply to Gzeles HaChavolos, it even applies to the other Parshin, Parshias Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, it talks about Shomrim, and it talks about Pikotin, and it talks about a Halvoyah. In case of Talvez Tam, it talks about the Hadoras Halvoyahs also. So should I say, here Parshas Kasat Kan, the three Elohim that are written by Gzeles HaChavolos, don't only apply to Knossos. In violent cases, it even applies to Hadoras Halvoyahs. So should I say no, that any of Parshas Kasat Kan, so by Hadoras Halvoyahs, I should say that Midereis Achad Namikosh, that a Yochid can pass in all on his own. So that's a machlokes amaroi. That's a machlokes. How would you define hoidos v'alvos as opposed to gzeles v'chavolos? What do you mean? This is violent and this is non-violent. That's the definition. It's a little unclear. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin of Soloveitchik in the first year gave a definition. My impression is the Chazon Ish also holds from the same definition. I think so. Chazon Ish is not 100% sure. I remember when Rav Mendel Zaks used to give the Bechinas and Yeshivas, the one if I heard us, they asked him, what's the difference between Hadoras HaVos and Gzeles HaVos? So the boys right away shot off our Soloveitchik definition. So he was very taken aback. He wasn't so convinced that that was it. But many years later, I had the impression that the Chazon Ish says this definition. So our Soloveitchik explained, Al Pi Halacha, we have two categories of Chiyuv Mamon. You have sometimes his Chayvus Midas, Chiyuv Mamon that I accepted upon myself out of my own free will. And sometimes you have a Chiyuv Mamon which the Torah imposes upon me. That's what the Gemara refers to as a milva haksuva batar. Milva usually means a loan when somebody lends money to somebody else. But the Gemara uses the phrase milva not in the term of a loan. Milva means an obligation, a monetary obligation. So there's a milva haksuva batar and there's a milva sheinik suva batar. A milva haksuva batar means a Chiyuv Mamon which the Torah imposes upon me. And if the Torah wouldn't have imposed it, I would not have known that I'm chayiv. Take for example, I have to pay kefil daladay. I would never have come up with such an einfal that I have to pay. Or let's say I smashed a window. I wasn't interested in accepting upon myself the obligation. I wanted to get away with it. I wanted to cause you hefsid mamon. So the Torah imposes the chayiv upon me. Or the Gemara gives an example, pityan aden is a milva haksuv batar. Not in the area of hezekim at all. The Gemara says in third that pityan aden is a chayiv mamon, which the Torah imposes upon me. As opposed to, let's say, halvoy, is a milva sheinik suva batar. The Torah, it says in the Chumash that if you borrow money, you have to pay back. That's also in the Chumash. But even if it weren't written, Taisa says, even if it weren't written in the Chumash, you would have known on your own that whoever borrows money has to pay back because he accepted his chayvus midah. It's a different category of a chayv moment. Where do you find that the halacha distinguishes between apidin? That's down in Svara. Where do you find that there are halacha lemaisa difference between a milva haksuv batera as opposed to a milva she'enik suva? The Gemara has not come in this. The Rabbeinu Chananel in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel on the day passes halacha. The Gemara raises such a possibility. Rabbeinu Chananel passes halacha lemaisa like that. Whether you say that shibu nechosim is the rice of the Rabbanu. Let's say if I owe you money and then I sold all of my real estate to other people and now I'm broke. I have no assets and you can't collect from me. So the halacha says you can go to the lekuches and take away the karka because you have a lien on the property. There's a halacha like that. You have a lien on the property, you have a right to take away the karka. So is that a din min ha-Torah or is that a din min ha-Rabbanan? So that's a big dispute in the Gemara and the Parsha Mishpat and Sim Lamites whether Shibud is their raisa or Shibud alav their raisa means Shibud nechosim. So how do we pass on halacha lemaisa? Different opinions. So the Rabbeinu Chananel holds from his compromise. That the Gemara raised such a possibility. And if it's a milva haksuva batayrah, then you say shibuda derais. Then it's min ha-Torah that the shibuda chasim. If it's a milva she'enik suva batayrah, if it's b'nei ha-Mekka or a halvoyah, he accepted the obligation upon himself, then you hold shibuda lav derais. Whenever the Torah imposes the chiv, the Torah imposes the chiv to the maximum. Not only is there shibuda al-guf, there's even shibuda chasim. Whenever I accept it upon myself, so I only accept the shibuda al-guf. I never accept the shibuda chasim. Rabbeinu Chananel, Paschus La'alacha, there's a difference. Where else do we find that there's a difference between a milva haksuva batera as opposed to milva she'enik suva batera? For example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malbim Aloiva, Perek Chavrav and Malvu Veloiva Halacha Yud, and this is quoted in the Choshen Mishpat. The Rambam writes, Kotten Shalova. What's the din? A little kid before Bar Mitzvah, a very sharp kid. He has a lot of money, and he borrows money for business purposes. He borrows, he sells, he buys, he does all kinds of demand method. He does all kinds of business. So the Mishnah says that Kotten Shehizik, the Mishnah says in Hachayva, in the end of Baruch Ham, Chayr Shayt Vikotten Kigiyasan Ro. You better not start up with a little kid before Bar Mitzvah. If the kid before Bar Mitzvah makes a hezik, or he beats somebody up, he doesn't have to pay gzeila, he doesn't have to pay chabola, he doesn't pay anything. What if the kid borrowed $1,000? What if the kid purchased some merchandise and he agreed to pay? So the Rambam writes, it's a double pasha, that yes, the aloha that a katan is a la bar chiyuva is only chiyuvim which the Torah imposes upon the person. If the Torah imposes chayvah, mazik, Knas, that's imposed by the Torah, Milvah Silvah Torah doesn't apply to a Kotten, it's a La Bach Yuvah. But if it's his Chayvah Midah that the person accepts upon himself, and there is at least two, Halvoy is one, a Kotten Shalovo, and the Shach writes a Choshen Mishpat, the same is true if the Kotten purchases some merchandise, and he takes it on with him, and he agrees to pay, to buy some candy. He says he's going to pay for the king. He says he agrees to pay for the candy. But the Meha Mekah is also his Chayvah Midah. So the Kotten, even though he's a La Bach Das, is Mukhis to pay Mikar and then? The Rav was fond of quoting another place. There are several other differences in Lalacha between a Milvah HaPsivla Torah as opposed to a Milvah Shenik Sivla Torah. So the Rav used to quote a startling dukma of Lalacha. He would quote the Meiri in Baba Kama on that final day, quotes in the Chachmei Provence the following part. There is a din of the Esnan Zayin on the Mechir Keller is possible in the Gabi Mizbeah. Means like this, somebody was Boal HaZayna, and then the service is rendered, he pays the Zayna by giving her a behemoth. So that behemoth may not be used as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, however, let's say he promised to give the Zayna one behemoth, and he gave her the one behemoth, and then later on he's so appreciative of the services rendered, he goes and gives another behemoth. So the Gemara says, since he wasn't sticky, wasn't obligated to give that out of the goodness of his heart, that doesn't become Esnan Zayin. Only what is Mukhif to give. So the Gemara has the following din. What if in the case the man was Mizana with his own mother? Mizana with his own mother is a Chayiv Nisa. A Boal Lima is Chayiv Nisa. So he promised his mother, if she's going to be Mizana with him, he's going to give her a behavior. And then after they do the act of Nus, so he pays up, he's a good son. He takes the mother, gives her the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Esman Asa Torah, Afila Gualini. Even if he's Gualimo, it's also a din of Esman Zayna. Despite the fact, it's in the city of Kamalei B'Dirabinei, despite the fact that you should have said, the guy's Chayiv Nisa for Gualini. And when does he become Mechuyev to pay the serious payment? When does he become obligated to pay for the services rendered? When the services are rendered. At the same time that it becomes Chayiv Nisa, it becomes Chayiv Mammon. So you should really say, Kamalei B'Dirabinei. Since he's Chayiv Nisa, he's not Chayiv Mammon. Not Chayiv Mammon, so when he's giving the Mammon, it's out of the goodness of his heart. The Bezdin wouldn't say that he has to pay. So if he gives out of the goodness of his heart and he wasn't legally obligated to pay, it shouldn't really be an Esnan Zayna. So despite the fact that there's room to argue with the point, the Halacha says that it does become an Esnan Zayna. So the question is why? That's what the Omar Rabbi, that's what Rabbi says. Esnan Asa Torah, Afilu Po'alim. So come on, Bob Mitzi and Bob Kama. What does it mean? Why did the Taka become us? The Rashi and Taisus have one interpretation, and the Chachmei Provence have a totally different interpretation. Rashi and Taisus say the following pshat. The Aloch of Kamlevi de Rabminei just means... The Gemara has a Loshim. Mishum Misha Achasat Mechayv Haliyat Mechayv Mishum Shtei Rishis. It means that Bezin will not task him that he has to pay the money. Does it mean that he's potter from the moment? No, he's not potter from the moment. He's mukhif to dini odom to pay the moment. But there's won't be kai for him to pay the moment. So what if he volunteers on his own and he does pay? That's not considered volunteering out of the goodness of his heart. He's really strictly speaking, he's obligated to pay the moment. So that's not called nasa lava matana, bu'aleva hakach nasa lava matana. If someone is bu'ala zayna, and then he gives a matana later on, it won't become esna zayna. Here, he legally is bound, he's obligated to pay up what he promised to give for the services rendered. He has to give the bank. Either the din of Kamla with the Rabbani, Kamla with the Rabbani just means that the Bezin won't make him pay. That's how the Pan of Yopis has a famous comment. It says in the parasha of Kamla with the Rabbani, how does it say? Lo ye asam, by the name of the Lord, how does it say? It says in Lo Yasin, if the woman doesn't get killed, it says Venasan Bismilim. Venasan Bismilim. Bezin, Bismilim means Bezin will make him pay. And Rasan Yiyeh, if the woman gets killed, then it's come over the rabbi, then it's not going to be Venasan Bismilim. So the Panam Yafa says that's what it means. Bezin won't make him pay. He'll be Mukhri, he is Mukhri to pay this made one. Bezin won't be kind for him to pay. But then if come over the rabbi, it doesn't really mean, that's how Rashi says it. It doesn't really mean that you're Fatah from the moment. What it means is that you hide the moment, but Bezin won't force you to pay. Mishamish, how does the Gemara say? Mishamish, Akhatatam, 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 Mishamishtay, Mishis. Bezin won't be kind for you to pay the moment. But that's why Rashi and Tesis are led to understand. Let's say there's an instance of Kamla Vidiradmine. I'm Chayd Nisan, I'm Chayd Momin, the Yidna simultaneously, and Bezin will not force me to pay. And but the other fellow goes and he grabs the one for whom I owe, theoretically I owe the Momin to, and Bezin's not going to make me pay. He goes and he grabs from my pocket. He comes into my house and he grabs the $100 that I owe him. But Rashi and Tesis say that Tisa helps. How come Tisa helps? Because strictly speaking, I really owe the money. It's just a din. The Nasa Bethlehem, Bezin won't be kaifa, but I really owe the money, Bedini Yodam, not Stam, Bedini Shema, I really owe the money, Bedini Yodam, and 3 cents. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand this Gemara, Esna, Rabbi's Din, Esna, Nasa Tera, Atila Bualina. The Meiri quote the Chachmi for ones who do not read the Gemara like that. They say not at all. They say what Rabbi meant to say was that if this Meshuggah is a character, agrees to be Mizana with his mother, in exchange for which he's going to pay her by giving her a behemoth as an Esman Zaina, the Bezin will force him to pay up the behemoth. Aye, what happened to Kamla with the Rabbinay? So he says, what kind of Kamla with the Rabbinay? That's his Chayvus Midah. The man agrees to pay money. Mashallah, let's say a guy smoking a cigar on Shabbos. Chal Shabbos Chayv Nisa. Goes into the bank and he borrows $1 million. He's going to say, come like the rabbinate. He doesn't have to pay back $1 million because he's smoking, he's puffing away every second at a time when he's borrowing the money. How come I said the Miri quote? You say, come like the rabbinate, that because you chayv nisa, you don't have to pay the mammon that's in his chayvus midah. So they say, no, the Allah of come like the rabbinate only applies that one who's chayv nisa, the bezin won't make him pay a chayv mammon that the Torah imposes upon him. But if it is, that's a mubak to the batera. Mishamisha means that something that the Torah imposed. But if I accept it upon myself, I accept it upon myself. I borrowed $1 million from the bank, I accept it upon myself to pay back. The man is Gualimo, he accepts upon himself. And his time is to pay the Esnan Zaina. He has to pay the salary for the services rendered. Or if you purchase, either you buy services or you buy an object. If you buy something, you have to pay the Mea Mecca. In Kamla with the Rabbin, he isn't going to profit from that. That's the Hiskaibis Midah. So that's the Gemara of Soloveitchik used to be fond of quoting. You see from the Shittas Chachmi Provence and the Miri, and the Abayin on the base in Baba Kama, that the Halacha distinguishes between a Milva Haksuva Batera and a Milva Shenikstuva Batera. There are several differences. We have the Rambam by the Kotna Shalova, Kotna Hiskaib, and Kamla with the Rabbin is a difference, and the Rabbin of Hananel Shittas by Shigura Deraisa, Shivin Lachasim is deraised by Milva Haksuva Batera. There are more differences. There's another two or three differences at least. La'alocha. So they just thought that that's what it means here in the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking of two different categories of chiyuv imamah, and the Gemara terms them as opposed to gzeilus v'chavolus. It's a metaphor. What it means is gzeilus v'chavolus means a milva haksuva b'atorah, a chiyuv imamah which the Torah imposes upon the person. So if you want the Torah to impose a chiyuv imamah, so then the Torah says you got to have a bezin of 3 smuchim, 3 rabbanim with 3 bona fide smicha, and they have to paskin that the Torah says that you're chayv to pay. But if it's Hazor's Baal Bois, it's a chayv to midas, you accepted it upon yourself. So what do you mean a bezin of 3 rabbanim to paskin, and hereby declare that the Torah is imposing upon you? The Torah isn't imposing. You are tachalein gizah. You accepted upon yourself the chayv. So you don't need a bezin of 3 for that. That's the shaila that the Gemara has. That's the machlokes. The original pasuk of Elohim, Elohim, Elohim 3 times is only written by Gzeilus v'chavolus means where it's a chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon the person. And there clearly everybody agrees that the din min haTorah is that you need shlosha smuchim to constitute the bezin for Gzeilus v'chavolus and for the Ignosis. What about Hadoras v'avoyt where it's a hiskaibis midas? Do you say irif parshias kasuv kan? The din that's written in the parsha of Gzeilus v'chavolus applies equally to the other parsha of Hadoras v'avoyt also? You also need men atar shlosh esmuchim? Or should you say no? That there, midaraisa chad na mikasha, it's sufficient with one. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. The Rambam passed, and you look in the Rambam passed with the Mefarish, that Lideraisa Chad Namikosh. Lideraisa by Hoidoras Vahavoras, it's sufficient with one. You don't need Shlesha Dayanis Lid. There's a din with the Rabbanan, Alta Hidon Yechidi, Mishnah 30 of this place is called Alta Hidon Yechidi, Shindon Yechidi Ela Echot. Only the Rabbanan Shalom can pass him properly. It doesn't have to be shown based by anybody else. But a human being is a chashash, Taisa says, Shem Yitte, we're afraid you may make a mistake. So that's with the Rabbanan. We say that you need Shlosha, that's with the Rabbanan. What's an Achkemina? So Halakha Lamaisa by Hodos Rabbos, you need a Bezn of three. But the Shaila is this Bezn of three, is that required with the Raisa? That with the Raisa you need three? Or is it only with the Rabbanan that you need three? The Main Achkemina, when you need with the Raisa, you need the Rabbanan. But the conservatives, whatever is with the Rabbanan, so you need Heimam and Heimam, so you do away with it. Heimam, Tanoim says you need three, we do away with it, all of the Rabbanan. But by Orthodox Jews, the same thing that is a Dinderais and Dinderabbanan. What's an Achkemina? Whether the requirement for Shlosha Smuthin by Hadoras Vavois is Midderais and Dinderabbanan. So the Gemara says the Achkemina is what if it is yet? What would it did be by Shnaim Shadonu? Or Echot Shadan? Labdab to Shnaim Shadonu. The text says, Honors Labdab to Shnaim. It applies also Echot Shadonu. Would you say that the Yevet, the Psak is good? Or would you say no? So the Gemara says, it's Tali Zebizet. If you all mid the Raisi, you need three Smuchim. So then Shnaim Shadonu is no good. Ain't it, ain't it? The Allah is Allah. You have to have a Bezna of three, less than three. So the Psak is nothing. So you have to go to another, the guy who lost the first Dintar has the right to say, I want to go to another Bezna, in the hope that they may pass in differently. They may pass in the same as the first Bezna of Shnayim, but if they pass in differently, you won't say, Beidina, Basa Beidina, Shloi Daiki, the first Bezna already closed the case. The first Bezna wasn't a Bezna. They were only Shnayim, a Yochid. That's nothing. You have to have Shloisha. But if you hold it in the Raisa Chad Nami Kasha, then in Atera, one is also good. No requirement for three is only the Rabbanan Alta, Hidon Yechidish and Don Yechidi Alechid. Why is that? Shema Yitteh. No, Shema Yitteh was only Lahatchila in the Rabbanan. But to say that the Yevet, the Shnaim Shadon is no good, Atkadei Kachna. The Yevet, if a Yochid passed him, we rely on it in the Raisa and the Raisa Chadnan Yitash. That's the gist of the Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. So you look in the Rambam, right away there's a fellow. The Rambam first of all passes the Feirish, the Raisa Chadnan Yitash. That one is good by Hodos Vahavos. By Gzeilos Vahavos, it's no question. By Gzeilos Vahavos, Abadi Yinit Shlosh Shmuchim. And Abadi, the Yevet, it's no good. Shnaim Shadon ain't named it. That's what the Feirish is in, because Yinit Shlosh and Midaraisa. The whole discussion, the whole tufel, the whole debate, Rabbi Abo and Shmuel, where the Shnaim Shadon of the Yevet is the name din, or ain't the name din, that's only a Shaila by Hodos Vahavos. Do you also require Minatar Shlosh Shmuchim? Because I say, here, Parshi is because of Kanda Din, it's written by Gzeilos Vahavos. Applies equally to Hadoras Mahavot. So since you need the Natarish Shlosh Smuchim, the Yevit Shnaim Shadonah would be no good. Or they say no, that the need for Shlosh is only Midir Abonah, so it's only Lachatkila by Hadoras Mahavot. That's my point. So you look in the Rambam right away, there's a steal. The Rambam paskins that Midirais Achad Nami Kosher by Hadoras Mahavot, no two ways of that, often in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. And then the Rambam paskins that Shnaim Shadonah, the Yevit, is aimed in aimed it. So because Mishnah Esk and the Rambam, they don't know what he's talking about. How can it be? How can it be the Shnaim Shadon is not good? If the Rambam passes that you only need Shloisha and the Rabban. A Peladikir Rambam. Then there's another Rambam. Zelus Rachavoloi, you need a Bezna of Shloisha Smuchim. What does Smuchim mean? The person has Smicha Yishmin to Yish Ad Moshe Rabbein. So the Gemara tells later in the first parak that the Roman government made Zerus Hashmad against the Klal Yisrael. They didn't permit them to observe Shabbos and Bris Milah and Rosh Chodeshim and everything. They made Xeris Hashmat, they didn't permit them to confer Smicha. And one of the Tanoim gave Smicha and he put his life in danger. Not put his life in danger, he got killed. Yudah ben Bava was killed by the Romans. They pierced him with so many spears, it was like a sieve. His body was full of holes. Because the din apparently requires you have to give Smicha in public. If you would have given a private Smicha, nobody would ever know. No, if in the Gemara it would have been, you have to give Smicha in public. We're going to have to discuss why that should be so. He gave the Smicha, and they killed him, and at least they preserved the Smicha for another couple of generations. Then, after a while, the whole Smicha disappeared. So the Gemara raises the question, how can any Rabbanim in Bovel ever pass in any din etera, let's say, of Zeilus or Chavolois, have that Shlosha Smicha, and Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael? So today, everybody flies back and forth there to Israel. But with Mana Gemara, not everybody would travel so easily there to Israel. So if a person never abide by Rabbah, they never had smicha. Abide by Rabbah never had smicha. So they never had smicha, so they can never pass in a din term. So the Gemara says, no. Shlichusayu Kabdin. We can act as the shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who do have smicha. And this man has said that nobody has any smicha. There isn't even anybody alive in Eretz Yisrael who has any smicha. So how can anybody pass in anything today in Zel Sarabalas? So the Rishonim use an expression. We are acting as shluchim of the original shluchim who died 1500 years ago. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that when you need shloshes shluchim, like Zeros Machavoros, because it says Elohim, 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 three times. What about Hagos Machavoros doesn't say anything? So that depends on the Shaila. If you hold here a pashtus, because the time you carry over the whole din, to Hagos Machavoros, you need shloshes shluchim and not there with it. But the Raman passed is Chad Namikasha. Chad Namikasha means you don't need smoothing, and you don't need Shloisha. So it should be good enough one head yod. That's how Rashi and Tosafot say. It should be good enough one person. It doesn't need any smoothing. So it's the Chatella, when the Raman quotes the din that Chad is Manazeh, we can be done, her verse by verse, and he says, this is based on Shlichusayu Kabdin. We are the Shluchim of those who used to have smicha in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Raman in Hilchas Sanhedrin. I have here in the list of the Ma'amar Kaimus, the Rambam writes, in Perikei Halokhates, the third from the bottom, Perikei Halokhates, he writes, Shlichusayu, even regarding a Bezdin that's being done, Hagos Malvot. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Kasha from the Tshuva Sarash Boch. What kind of Shlichusayu? We don't know what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam Beferish Paskins Chad Nami Kosher, that one could be done, Hagos Mahavoros, and the Mele, you hold, there's no year of Parshish. We're not carrying over the dinim from Zelus Achavoros to Hagos Mahavoros. So you don't need three, so you don't need Smuchim either. You don't need Elohim. So why did the Rambam say that the ability that we have to Paskin Hagos Mahavoros, this man is there, even though nobody has any smich, it's all based on Shlichusai Krav Dinan, we act as the Shlichim of those who once had smich in Israel. What do you need Shlichusai for? If the Halacha says you don't need Smuchim, you don't need Smuchim, what's the problem? Still like one, the Rambam is a fellow. The Rav Soloveitchik said over on this Rambam, the Yosamech, he thought that the Yosamech had the best teretz. And he showed there's a Rambam that the Yosamech doesn't even quote, the Rambam later in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where it says, Beferish, the whole part of the Yosamech is Mechurish in the Rambam. He said the Rambam's opinion is, but he schmaltzed up. He explained the Yosamech a little more than what the Yosamech himself said. But he said like this, there seems to be a fundamental dispute here between Tosfos and the Rambam, what is this on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, what's the nature of the din of smicha? We'll have to begin, and believe me, the next week we'll have to continue this time. The Taisa sheep is the common mekayim. As Rashi and Taisa seem to hold that the din of smicha is a din of bezin. When you want to constitute a bezin, so the members of the bezin have to have smicha. A bezin of gadol. You want to have a sanhedrin tana of 23 in Dayan. You want to have a bezin of shlosha. Whenever you want a bezin, the members of the bezin have to have smicha. Taisa discusses how are we mekabel geir in this man hazeh. To be makabel geir, you need a bezin of shloisha, and a bezin needs smuchim. So the man is nobody has any smuchim. So how can you have kabbalah geir in the man is there? So it's all discussion in the Rishayim. How do you have kabbalah geir in the man is there? The Rambam seems to be chaylik on the whole premise. The Rambam's opinion seems to be that smicha is not a function of bezin, that the members of the bezin who are constituting bezin have to have smicha. It's a din in hayro. If a chacham is man is there, so Moshe Feinstein sits a week, and he works out a psak, Rabbi Yashu works out a psak, and he writes a knockout shuvah based on this, that, and the other thing, that's not called a hayruah, because they don't have smicha. That's to use the lashon, Rasul Reshi said, to use the lashon of the minhas chinach, and minhas chinach a lot of times, varfstan, ma'am mekaymes. And then he says, umar makam ani lo. Umar makam, I'm just giving you ma'am mekaymes, I'm not saying anything, I'll tell you, look over here, look over there, look on the other thing, and put it all together. So anybody who passes a shayla, even if it's an original breakthrough, that in the last 5,750 years, nobody ever thought of this. Rav Moshe comes up with a new Ein Kol, that's not called a Hayroah. It's only called a Hayroah if the person who issues this opinion has smicha. And then if he has smicha, even if it's not such a gewaltige knockout chiddush, that's called a Hayroah, that's called a psak. If the person who's issuing the psak doesn't have smicha, it's just ma'ar makam ani lach, that's hastenish ken Hayroah. So the Rambam's opinion seems to be explicitly, that's what the Yosemite points out, the Rambam holds the Feirish like this, that the Deraisa Chad Nami Kosher, the Chad who's able to pass in Hoidos Ravoy, is Hayruah Aschokam, the Rambam says the Chad Nami Kosher doesn't mean that it's a Bezna Vechot. and have to learn that also. It doesn't mean that there's a Bezna 3 and there's a Bezna 1. No, there's no Bezna 1. Chanami Pasha means that it's the same as Issa the Hetta. Just like you have a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, you have a Shaila on a pulpik and the chicken, you have a Shaila on a Maris, so you go to your local Orthodox rabbi and he passes. You have a Shaila in Hadoras Valvois, you go to a Moira Haron, he's going to pass it. It's not a Din of Bezna. The Chiddush that you need a Bezna is only by Gzeilas Vacharoas. Hadoras Valvois, Chanami Pasha means the Raman likes the Ferish like that. The end of Perikain Hilchos and Chanami Pasha means that you don't need a Bezna. It's like Hadoras, Issa the Hetta, they're giving up stuff. But nonetheless, even though it's Ayurah Sisa Behetta, the Rambam holds that you do need smicha for that. Why? Because if he doesn't have smicha, it's not called a Ayurah. It's just called Ma'am Mokamani Law. So you have to have a Ayurah. So the Rambam writes that the ability that anybody has, this manazet, to be done Hadoras Vahavos, has to be based on Shlichus Zayt, because the Chad Nami Pasha has to be a Chad Samuch. So this manazet, nobody has any smicha. So the ability that we have today to pass in anything in Hadoras Vahavos has to be based on Shlichus Zayt. Then the Rambam also knew the Gemara. The Gemara says if Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher, then the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says Shnayim, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says Alti Hidon Yichidi, Shindon Yichidi Elo Echad, that's only Lachatchila. That wouldn't be the Akedah Yevi. Shnayim Shadona would be Kosher. Yeah, you would revert back to the Dinderaisa benefit Shnei Smuchim Shadona, of Chad Samuch Shadona. So you rely on the Dinderaisa. Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher is a Chad Samuch. So the Rambam writes, "Mederaisa chad nami kashet is a chad samuch." So if the diavet shnayim shadana to smuchim will be done hadoras avos, a chad samuch will be done hadoras avos, the diavet will be good. But the Rambam is talking with manazeh. Nobody has any smicha with manazeh. So when the Rambam writes shnayim shadana ein din ein din, he's talking about shnei hadyoytes. That's what the Osamech writes. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Rambam himself says so black and white. Later, I forgot to write it. The Rambam comes in Perek Chavdeis in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes exclusively, Shnei Hadyoytes Shadonu, Ein Din Ein Din. So you see, it's only two Hadyoytes. If you have two Smuchim Shadonu, it would be good. Because with the right of Chad Nami Kosher, Chad Somach would be good. So two Hadyoytes, two Smuchim would certainly be good. But if you have two Hadyoytes, so they're in violation of the Din de Rabbanon of Alti Don Yechidi. With the Rabbanon, you have to have a Bezn of Shlosha. So the ability to task in Hadras Vavros, Bizman Azez, is all based on Shlich Hussayim. So they never said Shlichus Zayu. If you don't follow their rules and regulations, if you're a violation of the Din of Alti Don Yechidi, they don't give you permission of Shlichus Zayu. So even with the evidence, no good. That's a pshat in the Rambam. The Gemara talks about Shnayim Shadonu would be good for the evidence. The Gemara talks about Shnei Smuchim Shadonu. The Rambam talks Shnayim Shadonu is no good. He's talking about Shnei Hadyaitis, the foolish in the Rambam. Shnei Hadyaitis Shadonu, that's no good, because the ability to pass through any Hadras Vavos Bizman Azeh is based on Shlichus Zayu. They never gave you the right to say Shlichus Zayu if you're a violation of the Din of Alti Don Yechidi. You violated one of the conditions to apply Shlichus Zayu. So the whole psak is no good for the other. We'll have to believe that, and next week we'll have to continue on the themes. We'll have to discuss a little further this issue of the Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher. Does it mean that the Chad constitutes a Bezn? Is a Bezn of Echot? Well, no, like the Rambam holds, no, Mederaisa Chad Nami Kosher means that Hadras Vavos is the same as Issa V'Hetta. You don't need a Bezn. It's good enough with the Hadras Chacham. We'll have to discuss a little more the other topic of Smuchim, where the Smich is a Din in Bezn, or Smich is a Din in Hadras. There are several Mekoros in the Rambam. You see that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos Shi'i. Maybe I'll close with a short comment on the Parsha. In this week's Sedan, in Parsha's Kisetze, the Chumash HaZedin, when the soldiers go to battle, they have to be careful to take with them a shovel. Yossi Tilucha Lazinach, so that when they have to go to the bathroom, so they'll use the shovel to cover over the Tzoya, there shouldn't be Meiraglaim, there shouldn't be Tzoya, there shouldn't be Erevon. So the Gemara Bracha is, Halach is that you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to say a Bracha, Keneged Tzoya, or Meiraglaim, or Erevon, everything is based on these Pesukim. So the Netziv is bothered with Akasha, where in the Pesuk do you see that you're talking about davening? Talking about the soldiers in the army. Who's talking about davening or learning the Vikr? So the Netziv has a whole fantastic shot. Most of this shot everybody would agree to, except for the punchline. So the Netziv quotes many Maimakonis in the Gemara, where you see from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Cherebol Oilam al Alivus Adin, that all wars, the Goyims say, that all the wars in the world are the fault of the Jews. Spanish American War, the Korean War, the Vietnamese War, all the wars are. So the Mishnah says it's not a trick. The Mishnah says all the wars in the world, all over the world, between two non-Jewish, it's all because of the Rim of Atifel. So if we get the hint and we start learning Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam will stop the war. If we don't get the hint, it's going to bring the war closer to us till a bapas overhead, and we'll understand that it's all our fault. That's what it's Chazal in different places. All the wars in the world are our fault because of different Torah. Special language of different Torah. So the way to win the war, the way to resolve the war, is by beefing up the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you have, that's what the Gemara has in Makkos and other places. Amdas Hayiragleinu, Yisharayach Yisharayim. Amdas Hayiragleinu, we win the wars, the soldiers win the wars, because the Yisharayach Yisharayim and the schus of the Shiur Muhammad Tzionim Ba'alacha, because they're learning in the yeshivas, that's why they win the war. So the Nitzit has a long arichas on this, to show that it's not just an isolated Maimar Hin and a Maimar Her, it has 25 Maimar, it was a big rocket. 25 Maimar from Babli Yishamis, the first of Eta Sefta Areshtei. All the Tanoim, that was a unanimous opinion. Then he goes and he has the following suggestion, and this is his question. He says, Numumele, whenever they would wage the war, they would have a special battalion of soldiers who would stand on the front, who would sit and learn. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. They should be careful for Tzoyam, Meraglaim, and Ervor, those who are sitting and learning, Gemara with Taisus on the front. So that's questionable. But they have to send them to the front, they can sit in Sharaq Yerushalayim, they can sit in Shiva Yerushalayim and learn. They'll win the war because of that. So that's questionable. So the truth of the matter is that the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk seems to say something different. But there is a Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Erevin. So the Mishnah has within the last Mishnah in the first Perek in Erevin, Abo Dvarim Patro Bamachana. When you have the soldiers fighting a war, so the Tanoim gave three kulas, three heterim for the soldiers. One is Hilchos Gzeilah, they're allowed to take wood even though it's not theirs in order to make a fire to warm themselves up. And a kulin in the Tilos Yadayim, they don't have to wash for bread. If it's a slight shas of chak, they don't have enough water. And a demai, a couple of four kulas the demai has. The Mishnah has. So the Yerushalmi has a comment on that Mishnah. How many soldiers do you have to have in a battalion? One soldier is called a machna. They send one soldier to go into Lebanon. And then seven soldiers go into, that's called a machna. So Yerushalmi has the Rabbi Nachanabla on the side of the Gemara. Magid Mishnah on the side of the Ram of Koti, Yerushalmi has three sheets. One sheet is you have to have a minimum of 10,000 soldiers, based on the possible Divayom. The other partner says it has to be 1,000 soldiers. And it seems the Magid Mishnah and the Rabbi Nachmanal seem to assume, because the Mishnah has that we pass from like that, 10. You have 10 soldiers together, a minion. You have 10 soldiers together, then it's called the Machna. Where did this come from? Then it's called the Machna. The Chazon Ish seems to say, call the Tikkun Rabbani Kein Deraisa Tikkun. This Din Rabbani, Abad Van Pashu Bamachne, is patterned after the concept Deraisa. There's a Din Deraisa, Kisaytse Machne Alaydecha. In today's parasha, there's a Din of Machne. And the Machne that's described in the Chumash says, Ki Hashem Alakech Mishalech Dekerav Machanecha Lhatzilecha Lhasa Seydecha Lefanecha, Velhir Bukhaev is Dover Vishod Nechorecha. The Shechina is there to help you. So if you have a minion, where you can make a Dovish Kedusha, you can say Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu. So if you have a minion, you can bring the Shechina down. So if you have a minion of soldiers who are fighting in the Jewish army, a Jewish army means not the Jewish battalion of the British army. No, the Chazon Ish says it has to be sponsored by the Jewish government of Eretz Yisrael. You happen to have a king, president of the United States happens to be Jewish, and they happen to have a Jewish battalion in the American army, that's not called the Machne Yisrael. It means if it's a Jewish army that's sponsored by the Jewish government, the bona fide Jewish government, there's ruling Eretz Yisrael, then it's called Tzvah Yisrael, then it's called the Jewish army, then it's called Machne Yisrael. So how many soldiers do you have to have that it should have a Chalashem Machne? A Machne Heis, if the Shechina is going to be helping you fight, Hashem Elokech Mesalech, the Kerach Machanech, Lhatzirech, Lhulas Yisrael, Lhulas. And the Shechina does one, but the Yerba Chav is over, the Shechina will see Erev, Tzoy, if the Shechina will see Erev, Tzoy, and Erev, Lime, they'll run away. So, not that the Psukim are talking about soldiers who are davening, the soldiers who are learning. The Psukim are talking about soldiers who are fighting a war. But if you have 10 soldiers who are fighting a war together, the Shechina will be there to help them. That's what the Pasuk says, Thus they start over, should be Dusha. So they have to be careful, and all the Dinim that we are careful about when we daven and when we learn, they have to be careful when they're waging a war. Because they're waging of the war is like a Dovish of Yerushalayim. The Pasuk promises the Shechina is going to help them. That's why the Chazon Ish writes the halacha. This halacha of Avad Van Patra Bamachana, Machana is defined as having 10 people. He says there has to be 10 Shrumi people who could be Mitzaref to Aminyan. Let's say there's a place a person doesn't believe in the whole religion. So they shouldn't have taken him into the Israeli army to begin with. But even if they could, even if they did, that's what's taken into the army. But even if they did take him into the army, so the halacha said, if it's a person who's not mitzvah to a minion, and because Dina Kav is not mitzvah to a minion, So he's not mitzvah to this davish of Kedusha either. Then the Chazon Ish has a further discussion. How far can the 10 soldiers be from each other? Stationed from each other. How close do they have to be to each other? Within what proximity do they have to be that they should be mitzvah to constitute a matnah? So he says they have to be so close that if they would want to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, they would be mitzvah to me. And what's back of the shir over there? So he gives you a shir, shivim amma v'shirayim. So I finished. He says there's a shir, shivim amma v'shirayim, how close they have to be. However close they have to be to constitute a minyan for the purpose of davish b'kedusha, that's how close they have to be to constitute a chantayinu ha. It's the same halacha. When you have 10 Roman soldiers fighting the war, representing the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, that's called the davish b'kedusha, as the pasuk says. Ke'ashem alakech misalach, dekerev machalecha lahatzilecha. And that's the original locker. That's the original din of Erev and Soya Meraglim. And all the din that we have today in Chutzlores, that we are makbid when you say a bracha, and when you learn, you can't have Erev and Soya. That's an extension of the din. The original din is just fighting the war. It's a double shabbat dusha, because the Shekhinah is there. By us, we assume the Shekhinah will be with us, even when we just say Divrei Torah, or we just say Tefillah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.